So, friends, what's up? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're learning Daf Tezayin, Daf 16 of Masechet Tainis. Friends, who could tell me what Daf Tezvav? No, Daf. What did I say? Tezvav? Well, we're learning Daf Tezayin. Yesterday we learned Daf Tezvav. So, learning Daf Tezayin of Masechet Tainis, which talks about fasting, talks about going out to the city, to the streets. Crying out to the Eibishter. Friends, let's jump in. So, Daf Tes Zayin, four lines into the page. Alright, I have a shtickle, sore throat. I don't know if sore throat is the right way to describe it, but I don't know, my throat is sore. A little bit, shtickle. Yeah, so I've been drinking coffee and like those Ricola things. And the coffee's working pretty okay. Anyways, let's go weiter. So, Rechov Teva V'sakim Efer Efer Kvuru Maria Simon. Again, as we saw the other day, these are mnemonics to help us remember things. Okay, I don't know if I've ever met anybody who it helps. Does it help you? Says the Gemara, Lama Yotzen L'Rechov, Uwah. How can we go out to the streets? Why can't we just pray at home or at the synagogue? Reb Chiya bar Abba Omar says, Reb Chiya bar Abba Lomar to say, Za'aknu b'tzina v'lo ne'enenu. Well, we tried the synagogues. We tried crying out in sort of more quiet, humble ways, and we weren't answered that way. Nevaz atzmenu b'farhesya. So let us go and disgrace ourselves in public. And maybe the Eibishter will see that we're serious and help us out. Rish Lakish Omar says, Rish Lakish, Galinu, that by exiling ourselves from the synagogue, from sort of the private spaces, Galusenu Mechaperes Aleinu, so, you know, the act of exiling oneself is an atonement. Should atone for us. My Benai, what's the nafkamina between those two pshats? Right, one of them saying that, you know, we cried out in private spaces. Now we're gonna, and it didn't work. So let's try the public spaces. And Rish Lakish, who says that it's about exile. So the nafkamina is yikabanayu degalu mi beknishta leveknishta. Well, if they exile themselves from one synagogue to another, that if it's like Rish Lakish, that it's about just exiling yourself. So you exiled yourself from one synagogue to the next. However, if it is about Dafka going out to the streets and sort of disgracing ourselves and showing our vulnerability in public, so then by going from one synagogue to the next, you do not accomplish that. How can we bring out the ark to the street of the city? Amar Bishu ben Levi Lomar, the Bishu ben Levi says to say, that we had a sort of humble, modest vessel, the ark, benizbaze ba'avonenu, and it became disgraced, and we had to take it out to the public because of our sins. V'lom miskasim b'sakim, how come they cover themselves in sackcloth? Amar b'chiya bar Abba lomar, says b'chiya bar Abba to say, habi anu chshuvin kibehema, that we are like animals, and since animals wear sackcloth, so they also are going to wear sackcloth. Just kidding, animals don't wear sackcloth. But sackcloth is made from animal hair. So therefore, they wrap themselves in animal hair and sackcloth to say that we're like the animals. Lamanosnin Efer Mikla Agabe Teva. How come they put ashes on top of the ark? Omer Yudim and Pazi Klomar Imo Anochi Bitsara. That day, it's like, I'm with you in your time of difficulty. That in all of the tribulations of the Yidden, it's also a tribulation for the Eibishter. So to represent this, we put ashes on the ark. Excuse me. Yeah, I got my sore throat. Okay. Where are we? Amr Bzera, Uwah, says Bzera. Mireish, initially Kiava, Chazina, Lulu, Abona Diave, Efermikla Agabe Teva. That says Abzera that initially when he would witness the rabbis putting the ashes on the ark, Mizdaizeli kule gufoy, my entire body would get shaken up by that sight. Vilomenos and Efer Birosh Kolecha Vechadakum, they put ashes on every single fellow. So pligibo blevi by chama vabchanino ua. So takamachlokas are blevi by chama and rabchanino. Chad Omar, Hari Anuch Shuvin Lefenecha ke Efer. One of them says, well, we are before you like ash. Vichad Omar, Kideshiz Kolanu Efer Shayitzchok. One of them says, so you'll remember the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, or at least the potential ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, or I guess the ashes of the ram that was offered in place of Yitzchak Avinu. My benayu, what's the nafkamine? Ika benayu offer stam. The nafkamine is, what if you just use regular dirt? If you use regular dirt, so b'sedah, it's the same idea according to the Tanakhama, that we're like dirt. But if it's about that kedes Yitzchak, that's not about dirt, that's about ash. So that wouldn't work. Lamiyotzim leves akvaris. How come they go out to a cemetery? Rashi points out that apparently the Yerushalmi, they say they go to a cemetery. So pligiba revlevi barcham v'b'chanina uwa. So machlokas revlevi barcham v'b'chanina. Charomar harei anu chshuvin lefenecha kimesim. One of them says, well, we are before you like the dead. Mecharomar kidei shivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. The other one says, so that the dead will ask for mercy for us. So that they'll be made its yoshes for us. My benayu, what's the nafkamina? Yikav benayu kivei akum. The nafkamina is, what if they are the graves of Gentiles? So while the symbolism of we are before you like the dead, so that's intact. But the symbolism, for them to pray on our behalf, that if it's a Gentile cemetery, so they won't be praying on our behalf. My Hira Moriah, what does the, you know, what, when it says Hira Moriah, what's Hira Moriah? Pligi bar Blevi bar Chaim v'abchanina, this is also machlokas v'blevi bar Chaim v'abchanina, chad omar har sheyotza mimenu hara l'Yisrael. So one says Hira Moriah is Hira Bais, right, Jerusalem. And that is where Hora'ah, the Har Moriah, the Har, the mountain, Hamoria, that Hora'ah, that the Sanhedrin and the Nevi'im would teach the Yidden from there, from Yerushalayim. V'chad Omar, and the other one says, Har Sheyotzim Menu Morelov Dekochavim, the mountain that fear emanated from it to the idol worshippers. That the idol worshippers, they hear the greatness of the Yidden coming from Jerusalem, and they get nervous. Sounds like something exciting is going on outside. I feel like I'm at like Madison Square Garden or something. There's an announcer outside, but I don't know what they're announcing. Hopefully nothing that has anything to do with me. Hazak and Sheboy and Omer, Lefnei Divrei Kvushin, that the elder of them says before them things that I guess maybe inspire the people or get them to do tshuva. What in the world is going on outside? People are having a little bit too much fun for me. I don't like to have fun. I like to just, you know, do my things. These people are having a little bit too much fun for me. Oh, wait, maybe this is getting interesting, actually. I think my neighbor might be yelling at them. Wait, I'm going to go check this out. 1 second. Okay, wow. Woof. I think my neighbor successfully drove them away. Wow. Woof. That was something. Wow. She was fiery. Yeah. Yeah. She used to be more fiery, I think. But, yeah. Sometimes when the people outside are making too much noise, so she'll go out and quiet them down. That was a very passionate, I don't know. A lot of yelling. It was hard to tell exactly what was going on, but it's quiet now. So, all right, what do you want me to tell you? All right, thank you very much. We can move on now. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Imyesh Zaken Omer Zaken. V'imlav omer chacham, v'imlav omer adam shel tzura. Okay, so if there's an elder, then the elder can pray. lead the prayers if there's a wise person should lead the prayers, and if not, then a person who's like very tall and big and sort of has a very inspiring stature or something. Okay. Atu zaken de kamer afagav lav chachamu. So we said first priority goes to an elder. What, just because he's old? What if he's not wise? So this is Abaye, this is what it means. If there's somebody who's both old and wise, so then that's the top priority. And if not, then just find somebody who's wise. And if not, find somebody who's just like tall or something. Alright? And he says, my brothers, it's not the sackcloth and the fasting that's going to make a difference. Ultimately, it's going to be repenting and good deeds. That's so we see by the people of Nineveh in the story of Jonah. It doesn't say that the Eibishter saw their sackcloths and their fasting. Rather, the Eibishter saw their deeds. Kishavim midarkam haro'ah, that they returned from their evil ways. Vayiskasu sakim ha'odim v'abehema, and they covered themselves in sackcloth. People, animals, mayahavu avde, what's pshat? Asu abehemus l'chud v'savlodus l'chud, they kept the animals separate and the children of the animals separate. Amulufonov, they said to the Eibishter, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World, Eminatim rachim aleinu, Ein onu merachmim al elu. If you're not going to have passion on us, well, we're not going to have compassion on these animals. Vayikru el Elokim b'chozko. They called out to the Eibishter Stark. My Omer, what did they say? Omer lefanav, they said to the Eibishter, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Olav v'sheino Olav. If you have somebody who's like, downtrodden or something, and somebody who's not downtrodden, Tzadik v'rasha, a righteous fellow and an evil fellow, minitchem epnei mi, who is going to get pushed off for who? It's the righteous one gets pushed off for the nudniks. Okay, you have a nudnik and a righteous fellow, so the righteous fellow, I guess, tends to get pushed off by the nudnik. So we're being nudniks. Eibishter, you're righteous. You know, maybe in this analogy, you can sort of concede to us and help us out, even though we're nudniks. V'yashuva ish midarko ara, and the people returned from their bad ways and from the chomos that was the theft that was in their hands. What does it mean, the theft that was in their hands? Amar Shmuel, afilu gozol marish uvno bebira. Shmuel says that they did tshuva to the extent that if a fellow stole a beam and built it into his house, mikaykei kol abira kula umachzer Marish Levala, if he would break down his house just to return that beam, right? Of course, we've seen in the past the concept of Takonas Marish, that if a fellow steals a beam and builds it into a structure, you don't have to knock down the whole structure to return the beam because we want the fellow to do tshuva. And if you make him knock down the structure that he built, he's going to be less inclined to do tshuva. So we say just return the value. But in this case, the Imamish knocked down the structures just so that they could do tshuva and return whatever it is that they stole to their rightful owners. Amr of Adabar Ahava, says of Adabar Ahava, Odom, Sheesh Biyodo Averu Misvada Veinu Chozerba, a fellow who has done wrong. He was a nudnik. And, Misvada, and he confessed. Veinu Chozerba, but he didn't do tshuva. He's still being a nudnik. L'ma'u dome, what is he similar to? L'adam shetofes sheretz biyado. A fellow chaps a dead sheretz. Shafilu tova b'chomemos sheba'olam. He could be chapping a dead sheretz and he could be diving into all of the waters of the world. L'osu l'tfila. He's still going to be tame. Zarko miyado. But if he throws the sheretz out of his hands and he's no longer touching it, given shetova by bayim soya miyad also lotvila. All he needs to do is go into 40 saw of rainwater and now he's pure. So as long as he's holding that dead sheretz, he can be covered, he can immerse in as much water as he wants. More water than you can ever even dream of, and you're still going to be tameh. Throw away the sheretz, 40 sa is really all you need, and then you're going to be tahor. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, umodev ozev yirucham, a fellow who admits and also abandons will be mercied. Ve'omer, and it also says, nisal vavinu akapayim el kel bashamayim, that we lift up our hearts to our hands to the Eibishter. That just like we lift up our hands, we also lift up our hearts, that we're going to do tshuva. Wow. It's very inspirational stuff. It's very inspirational. Let's go weiter. Amdu batfila, so then they stand and they daven. Muridin lifni ateva zokin chulei, so they bring in front of the ark an older fellow. Tanur Banu, the rabbis taught, Amdu batfila, afa pishi yesham zokin v'chacham. So when they stand up to pray, even though there is a fellow who's old and wise, in Moridin lefnei ateva elo adam aragil, we need somebody who's ragil, somebody who knows the prayers very, very well and is not going to make a mistake. Because if a messenger of the congregation makes a mistake, it's not good. Reb Yehuda Omer says, Reb Yehuda metupel ve'ein lo, we need somebody who's got a lot of dependents, somebody's got a lot of children, people who rely upon him, but he doesn't have much money. V'yeshlo yigia basada, he works in the field, so imamish needs rain. Uveso rekam, he's poor. Uferkonoe, the Gemara is going to explain what that means, but it means he's a good fellow. V'shofel berech, and he's humble. Umrutzo la'am, the people like him. V'yeshlo ni'ima, and he's sweet. V'kolo orev, and he's got a very sweet voice. Uvaki likros batora, and he's like a perfect fellow. And he also knows how to study Torah and v'nevim uchsuvim l'shanos ba'medrash. He also knows medrash, balachas, ba'agodas. Uvaki b'chol ha'brachos kulan. He knows all the brachas. We're talking about a real superstar over here. V'yavabei rabbanan enayu, and the rabbis all looked Reb Yitzchak Barami at Reb Yitzchak Barami. In fact, the Gemara. Okay, so apparently Reb Yitzchak Barami checked all these check boxes. Does that make sense? Crossed all these. Ticked all these check boxes? Ticked. I think I was writing a lemaisa. I think I was building a component recently with some code. And you know those toggles? You know, like you can on like iOS or something, or probably Android too. I mean, well, I built it for both. But you can just, those toggles, you like tap them and then like the thing goes over to the side. And then you tap it again and it goes back to where it started from. And you can just turn things on and off that way. It's like a switch. So I built one like that. And I called the value, whether it's true or false, I called it ticked. So tick off the toggles. Okay, fine. Hanu metupel ve'ein lo, hanu beis reikam. Now, in fact, the Gemara doesn't metupel ve'ein lo, a fellow who has dependents, but he has no money for them. Hanu beis reikam. And isn't that the same thing as somebody who's poor? So Amar Rav Chisde, zeu shebeis reikam in aver. No, it means that his house is empty from sin. He's not a sinner. Ufirko noy. What does it mean that his pirko is noy? Omer Abaye ze shelo yotzo shemra olav shemra bialduso. It means it's a fellow who doesn't have, and nobody ever said anything bad about this fellow. He was always a good fellow. Haisuli nachlosi ka'arye bayar. My inheritance was like a lion in the forest. Nosno olai bikola alkin snesio. He came upon me with his voice, and I hate him. My nosno olai bekola. What is this voice thing? Om mazutru batuvye, om rav v'hamrilo, om revchamo, om revlozer, ze shliach tzibur, shenohogin ayor defnei teva. This is a fellow, a shliach tzibur, a chazin, who is not fit to be a chazin, and yet he takes the role. Wow. Wow. It says, right, Nosna Olai Bikola, he comes with his voice, Al Kain Snesi, and I hate it. Says the Eibishter, ooh, wah. All right. What do you want me to tell you? Wow, my neighbor really got some quiet over here. This is nice. All right. Let's go weiter. Vom Lefneim Esen V'Arba Brachis Ua. And he says, 24 Brachis, Shmon Eser Shebuchol Yom, Mosef Aleim Od Shesh. The 18 that we say every day. of course, it's technically 19, but don't tell anybody. And then we add another 6. Hani Shesh Sheva Havyon. Now, affect the Gemara. What? One second. On the one hand, we're saying that we're adding 6 brachas, but if the Mishnah is already talking about the 7th bracha, right? Do we quote this? I think we do. Where are we? Hani Shesh Sheva Havyon. Kedithnanes. We learn in our Mishnah. Ala Shvius. On the 7th bracha, Homer Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. Blessed is he who has mercy on the land. So clearly there are 7 brachas, not 6. So says of Nachum by Yitzchak, it means the 7th from the one that he starts extending. Meaning, there are 6 additional brachos. However, these brachos are inserted between Goel Yisrael and Ufa'enu. And already with Goel Yisrael, which is a standard bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei, already Goel Yisrael is extended to be a longer bracha, and we add things to Goel Yisrael. So that's not an additional bracha, but it's already being extended. So when we say the 7th bracha, it's referring to the 7th one from the first one that got extended, but lemaise, there are only 6 new blessings. Okay? Kidetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Goel Yisrael, Mayrich, that already when it comes to the bracha of Goel Yisrael, he extends it, uvuchosomahu omer, and he says at the end of it, Mishonis Avram Bahar Moriah, he who answered Avram on Mount Moriah, who yaina eschem, he will answer you, vishma v'kotzai kaschem hayom hazeh, and he will listen to the voice of your cries on this day, Baruch Goel Yisrael, blessed are you God, who redeems Israel, v'inonu nacharev amen, and everybody says amen, v'chazen ha'knesses omer loim, and then the representative of the congregation says to them, Tikub ne'aharin tiku. They say to the Kohanim, blow the shofar, and they blow the shofar. V'chozev omer, and then the Shleach Tzibur says, Mishonos avasinu al yamsuf, he who answered our fathers on the sea of reeds, hu yayin eschem, he will answer you, v'yishmam kol tzaykaschem ayamaze, and he will listen to the voice of your cries on this day. Baruch zocher aneshkachus, blessed is he who remembers that which is forgotten. Veinon achro of amen, and everybody says amen. V'chazen haknesses omer loim ariu bnei aharon ariu, and the representative of the congregation says to the kohanim, blow shofar, and they do. V'chem b'chol bracha uvracha, and this is how it goes for each of these additional brachas. Ba'achas omer tiku, ba'achas omer ariu. I'll say tiku followed by ariu. Bomed v'ar mamurim begvulin. Now, in what is this that we just said the case? That is in outside of the Beis Hamikdash, of Abba Mikdash, but in the Beis Hamikdash, Eino Ken, it would be slightly different. That instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem, Zocher and Eshkachos, for example, they would say Baruch Hashem in Olam Bara Olam. And instead of saying Amen, they would say Baruch Hashem for Machus Olam Ve. Let's see. Lefish Eino Onin Amen Ba Mikdash. They don't say Amen in the Beis Hamikdash. Umanayin She Eino Onin Amen Ba Mikdash. How do we know that in the Beis Hamikdash they would not say Amen? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kumu Baruchu, as Hashem Elokeichem, come, get up and bless the Eibushter mina olam vada olam, from this world to the next. Vivarchu shem kvodecha, and they will bless your honorable name. Umroma makobrachu sehila, and it is exalted above all blessings and praises. Yachol akobrachus kulan note ela tila achas. Is it possible that for all of the brachas there will be cumulatively only one praise? Like, I think it means like only one amen. Tamlomo umromam al kol bracho sehila, that it is for each of the brachas and praises. Al kol bracho ten lo tehila, that for each blessing there should be praise. Okay, fine. So, tachlis. Rebbe Mikdash ma'o omer. So what does this look like in Beis Hamikdash? Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam, v'ad ha'olam. That blessed are you, God, who is the God of Israel from this world to the next. Baruch Goel Yisrael, blessed are you, the Redeemer of Israel. And they respond, blessed is the honorable name of his kingdom for all eternity. And the representative of the congregation says to them, okay, now blow shofar. And then the Shleach Tzibur says, that he who answered Avram on Mount Moriah, who yaina eschem v'ishma v'kol tzaykasim hayom hazeh, he will answer you and listen to the voice of your cries on this day. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, Baruch Zocher Anishkachos, right? V'heim onin acharev Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso l'olam v'ed v'chazen ha'knesses. Omer Ariu, HaKohanim, Bnei Aharon, Ariu, V'chule. It's basically the same template as we saw before, just that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, instead of Baruch Atah Hashem, and instead of Amen, they would say Baruch Hashem, Kfor Machusoy Lolem Void. And also by every blessing, one would be Tiku, the other one would be Hariu. That's what they would say to the Kohanim Achigomer as Kulan, until they would get through all of the six additional blessings. And this is what Reb Chalafta did in Tzipori, and what Reb Chananya ben Trajan did in Sichni, i.e., that even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in Tzipori and Sichni, respectively, Reb Chalafta and Reb Chananya ben Trajan had the people do like they would do in the Beis HaMikdash, that they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, and they would say Baruch Shem Kfor Machusoy Lolem Void, Ukshabadav Lefnei Chachamim. And when the rabbis found out about this, Amru, they said, Lo Ayinu Agin Kein El B'Shari Mizuch V'Harabayis. This would only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, we just say Amen after Brachas. V'iz the Amru, that those who say Kedetanya, there's the following brisa, Om Lefnein Esim V'Arba Brachas. They say 24 brachas, shmon esr shebechol yom, the 18 of every day, umosef aleihem od sheish, and then they add another 6, va'osan sheish, and those 6, eichon omron, where do you say those 6? Ben goel lerofe, between goel Yisrael and rifa'enu, umayrich begeula, and they already extend the bracha of goel Yisrael, ve'en onan acharav, amen, al kol bracha uvracha, and they would say amen after each and every blessing. This was what they would do outside of the Beis HaMikdash of Abba Mikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Omen Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, Baruch Kol Yisrael, V'lo Hayu Onen Acharav Amen, they wouldn't say Amen after, right, so they would say instead of Baruch Hashem, they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, and then Baruch Kol Yisrael, for example, and then they wouldn't say Amen, they would say Baruch Hashem Kvod Machus Olam Vod, V'chol Kach Lama V'she'en Onen Amen B'Mikdash. It's because they don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that we don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Ezra, although is it technically in Nehemiah? Yeah, it's technically in Nehemiah. Great. Now where am I? Kumu, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem Min Olam Vada Olam, bless the God from this world to the next. V'varchu Shem Kvodecha Umamom Al Kol Brachu Sehila, they will, it's basically Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Vod, Al Kol Brachu Vracha Tein Latila, for each blessing you should give praise. Okay, fine, very, very nice. All right, so they would extend the brachas of Shmon Esra and the fast days. There would be 24 of them, and there was a whole thing that they would say these brachas and then have shofar blasts and all that stuff. And we see that in the Beis HaMikdash there with Avka. Oops. All right. I tried to pause the video while I yawned, but I was too late. Anyways, they would have to say Baruch Shem Kfor Machus Olam Vod instead of Amen. Okay, going by to Shtikl, in the same vein, Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Al Rishonis to Omer, that on the first ones he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, Baruch Goel Yisrael. Okay, so the first Baruch is Goel Yisrael, Vein Onan Achar Baruch Shem Kfor Machus Olam Vod. Again, this is stuff we've seen already. Bechazin HaKnesses Omer Tiku Kohanim Tiku, the Chozav Omer, and then he says, Mishonis Avram Bahar Moriah, who ya'an eskim vishmo b'kot tzakasim chayim ha'aze, v'al ha'shnio Omer, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen Olam Vada Olam, Baruch Zolcha and Ashkachos. Okay, and then right, the Zichronis, v'en onan achar, Baruch Shem Kfor Machus Olam Vod, v'chazen ha'knesses Omer, Ariu b'nei Aharon Hariu, v'omer Mishonis Avosenu al Yamsuf, who ya'an eskim vishmo b'kot tzakasim chayim ha'aze, v'im om, v'im, where am I? V'im Marian, V'tokin u'mirin, v'chein b'chol bracha bracha, v'achas omer tiku, v'achas omer hariu, ha'at shigmor, eskola brachos kulan. Right, again, there's no chidushim over here, right, that they would say these additional blessings, and for each one, they would say, so this case seems to be referring to how they would do it in the Beis HaMikdash, right, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisomen min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, then they would respond with Baruch Hashem Kvod Machus Olam Vod, okay? וכן, הנה גם חלפת בציפורי רב חנני בן צ'אג'ון בסכני, וכשבדובר אצל חכמים אמרו, לא היינו אגן כן אלו, בשערי מזרח ובערבייס. So again, Reb Chalavta and Reb Hanani ben Trajan tried to do like they would do in the Beis Hamikdash with Baruch Shem Kfar Malchus Olam Vod in Sichnei and Sipori respectively, but the rabbis explained to them that's really reserved for the Beis Hamikdash. Friends, well that was an interesting daf Tes Zayin of Masechta Tainis. We talked about how we bring the Ark out and the prayers out to the public, in these later fasts. And that there would be people kind of inspiring the nation to change their ways, not just to fast, but also to like mamish do tshuva. We saw a famous Gemara, right? The concept of tovel v'sheretz biyado, that if a fellow goes to the mikvah but he's holding on to a sheretz, so going to the mikvah isn't going to help. Right? You have to throw away the sheretz in order for the mikvah to work. The concept of tovel v'sheretz biyado. Okay, and then we spoke about who the right person to lead the prayers is, somebody who's old and wise and sort of has a lot of children but not so much money, right? And people like him. And then we discuss kind of the actual blessings, right? Misha'ano, Lavrom Avinu Baharo Maria, etc. And the distinction between the Beis Hamikdash and outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, the brachas, they wouldn't just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Tefillah, for example. They'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Vara'olam, Baruch Shomei Tefillah. And then the congregation, instead of saying, Amen, they would say, Baruch Shem Kfar Malchus Olam Vod. That's the distinction between the Beis Hamikdash and outside the Beis Hamikdash. Friends, and they would also blow the shofar. Fine. Friends, that was Daf Tezayin, Daf 16 of Masechta Tainis. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy your day. Peace.